In the week since we left Russia, Moscow, where we are now, in February, after interviewing Vladimir Putin, we've watched from the United States as the Biden administration has driven the U.S. ever closer to a nuclear conflict with Russia, the country that possesses the world's largest nuclear arsenal. It has accelerated ever since, and it's reached its apogee so far in the weeks after Trump's election. He's now the president-elect. In that time, just a few weeks ago, the Biden administration, American military personnel, launched missiles into mainland Russia and killed at least a dozen Russian soldiers. So we are, unbeknownst to most Americans, in a hot war with Russia, an undeclared war, a war you did not vote for and that most Americans don't want, but that is ongoing. And because of that war, because of the fact that the U.S. military is killing Russians in Russia right now, we are closer to nuclear war than at any time in history, far closer than we were during the Cuban Missile Crisis. That would mean the elimination of Russia, the United States, and most of the rest of the world. We felt there must be someone behind the scenes in Washington working to make sure that this conflict doesn't become a nuclear holocaust. But we found out that no, in fact, there is nobody. Tony Blinken, the current Secretary of State, cut off all contact between the U.S. and Russian governments. There is no back channel, there is no conversation, there hasn't been for more than 2 years. That's shocking. Meanwhile, most Americans have no access to any perspective other than that granted to them by NBC News and the New York Times. They don't know how close we are. They don't know the Russian perspective. We've been trying for over a year to get that perspective out to American news consumers. We've also tried for over a year to get an interview with Zelensky, the president of Ukraine. We've attacked that from a bunch of different angles. We've spoken to a lot of different people around him, had dinner with them. We've been in talks continuously, and those efforts have been thwarted by the U.S. government. The American embassy in Kiev, which our tax dollars pay for, told the Zelensky government, no, you may not do the interview. You can talk to CNN, you can't talk to us. So we've been unable to speak to him. So we came back to Moscow yesterday to interview the foreign minister of Russia, Sergei Lavrov, the longest serving foreign minister in the world. He's been a part of this government for 25 years. He's been in the diplomatic corps for over 40. And ask him, where exactly are we? Are we headed toward an unprecedented conflict between Russia and the United States? Is there any way to peel Russia back from the east, from the sphere of China, back into the west? Is that alliance permanent? And does the election of Donald Trump mean an end to this war, which is reshaping the world, the U.S. economy, the global economy, and risking the life of every person on this planet? Is that possible? We just walked out of that interview. It's absolutely fascinating. It's coming very soon. We hope you'll watch.